Yo, 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 what's going on, you guys? It's your host, David Ramos, with another episode of Dev Rabbit Talk So Much. And today, I kind of want to, I guess we're doing a little series of this, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to talk again about understanding, right? I was talking a little bit earlier about communication, the importance of just being able to communicate so that way you're understood and that way people can understand. But I want to go into this more in empathy level, right? I'm not the most sensitive person, but I understand what it feels like to be sensitive. Why do I say this? When I was much younger, I got teased a lot because of being too sensitive. I was first to cry. I was first to feel. I was first to love. I was first to get heartbroken. So for a long time in my life, for a period, whenever I switched places, I would take a time and reflect and be like, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? And I'll do the extreme opposite. Extreme opposite. And then once I found out that didn't work, I did the I found somewhere in the middle, and then I found somewhere else in the middle. And then through moving and moving and moving and switching places, I was able to be the person I am today, or the person that you guys see I am today. And I learned one valuable lesson in that, and I guess it's just going to be a freebie based off the story I told you. But you can grow without having to leave somewhere. You can. You don't have to leave somewhere, because one thing I'm learning right now is that I'm growing every day. I stayed in the same place for about a year and a half, and I'm still growing. You know, I'm not in some glamorous location or spa or program or nowhere like that, but I'm still growing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's experiences. It's learning. It's having the right people, the people who can be dedicated to you. I have a manager that has like 20 plus people on this team, and yet he still has the time to text me and text back and all this quicker than, I'm not going to get there, but quicker than most have in my life. So basically, back in the moral of the story though, I wasn't so empathetic before. But let me tell you guys about this, right? So the whole thing with empathy is that when it comes to empathy and sharing empathy, we have to be able to talk in a way that we understand where the other person's coming from in an empathetic way. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, oh, they're crying out loud. They want to be heard like a little boo-boo baby. That's not what it is. It's not. It's that person has pain. Okay? And understand that pain is how they're filtering out this world to be seen. And if that pain ain't acknowledged or isn't talked through and felt and share, then we're never going to be able to put a filter on our words and our mouth in a way that they can understand us. You know what I'm saying? It's for us, the way that Jesus stepped into the pain of being in the cross, was able to communicate to sinners that are going through hell right now. He can talk to them the same way. But if we stick on our pedestal and we stick on our high horse, whenever we're out and about, then who are we really going to reach? I know a lot of people that are so concerned with living for God that they're not willing to reach down for others. You know what I'm saying? And there is a balance, I will say. I see people at extreme ends in the scope. Let me just put a quick disclaimer. Don't put any extreme ends on this podcast, okay? Extremists, it's not biblical. No part of extremists is biblical, okay? Modern people right now murdering people for the sake of Christ, it's not biblical. You know what I'm saying? People committing suicide for the sake of Christ, it's not biblical. All these things that are extreme is not biblical. It's not of the Word of God. Okay? Let me put that out there. But really, we need to learn how to understand people, where they're at, where their pain is. Because the thing is, when we all grow up, growing up when we're younger, between the ages of maybe, I don't know, 4 to like 11 years old. Now, I have some mamas in this podcast, I have some people who, girls, a lot of girls in this podcast that, you know, no ladies more, no children more than me, and when they develop and all that, how they develop when they start talking, all that. Shout out Jay Nanny, who set me straight. But these youngins, they have, I guess, a view of the world, that view of the people, that they are inherently good, nice, fair. That's why they get so upset when, you know, things aren't fair. They have a very clear view. You know what I'm saying? Now, they don't understand everything that happens up top, because everything that happens on top, to be honest, is corrupted when it goes down low, which is why they see through all that BS. And they don't need to say it's BS for you to know that they can see through the BS. Really. Let's just be real for a second. So, the thing is that when they grow up, though, that corruption gets more in their head, their heart, and they care more about assets, money, XY. This isn't everyone. I'm just saying that a lot of us, this happens to us, where we lose sight of the fact that people are good people, and now we see them as either an asset or a liability. And we're not able to understand the heart of them. Understand them. But rather, we become so lazy understanding them that we want to write them off with stereotypes. And I do it all the time. Everything I'm saying in this podcast, I've learned from experience. You know, sometimes it's just easier and quicker to write them off as a bad person, mean, unfair, evil, whatever way that we want to say. Bad example as a Christian, blah, blah, blah. Whatever we want to say, it's just a lot easier than to actually ask that person, like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, what you did there wasn't right. First of all, you're acknowledging that they didn't do something right. That's courage to even go out and talk to them. Second of all, you're trying to understand, hey, like, you know. So at that point, even though you called it out, you're just asking why. You know, the intention is just so you can know why. Like, you really want to understand. Because you know the what. That's the thing. I'll be honest. Me and you, we can relate on this, right? Whenever someone asks you what you've been doing, who you've been talking to, where you been, when you was out there, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You the 12 or something? You the cops? You the feds? But it's the moment that someone asks us, like, hey, man, how you been? Hey, how's that going? How's this going? Or even better yet, the more real question, hey, I seen you do, state the what, where, when, and where, when, what, and who, state all that. Saw you out there last Saturday with Cindy and the boys last Saturday night doing this or that, right? Why were you doing that? See, you're not even asking to confirm the story. You know what I'm saying? But you're asking why. Like, okay. Like, and depending on how you come up to them, if you're really just by yourself and you don't look like you're going to gang them up, to be honest, I'm not going to say 9 times out of 10 because it really depends. But I will promise you this. It increases your chances of you, one, connecting to that person, and two, actually them being honest to you by 9,000%. You know, I know a lot of people, they just gang up on others. And we remember that. Which is why when we see you come with people with us, or you come with a powerful person to us, we're just going to obviously put up that front. But if you come with your hands open, just being like, hey, man, like, why you do this? Why this happen? But just being it slow and taking it moderate, man. Type of understanding that happens is really on a different level. But yeah, I mean, that's all I want to say, that I want you guys to understand people's why, so we don't just label them, but understand them, you know. But I love you guys. I hope you understood this. I packed a lot of info, so share it with a friend, you know. I love you guys. Take care and have a wonderful rest of your day. This has been another episode of Dab Rabbit Talks Too Much. Check out tomorrow at 7 a.m. for another one. Peace.